Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And tonight we saw Lempicka.
Brand new musical, still in previews on the Broadway.
Yes, it began previews on Tuesday and tonight is Thursday, so this is about preview number 4, maybe 5?
Uh-huh. It's also...
A show that's been worked on since 2011.
It has been a very long time in the creation and... I don't know what it was like in its early iterations, but I certainly think that what we saw tonight was a very mature, intelligent, developed musical that doesn't look like it's in day 3 or 4 of its previews.
And it tells the story of Tamara Lempicka, a Art Deco artist who painted these fascinating portraits and high-class nudes.
She did. She was a very interesting, troubled woman, a woman who had escaped from Poland, had ended up in Paris, constantly trying to outrun her Jewish heritage, and very much being a woman of her time that was not prepared to be a wife or mother, was not prepared to be just an aristocrat, was someone that wanted to forge her own future and was constantly pushing against society's expectations in doing so.
And this musical is quite unlike anything I have ever seen. And yeah, we could do something meets something meets something, or another musical meets something. You described it as Les Mis meets Rent.
Oh, yeah, which are very natural blood brothers there. And what I meant by that was it has a Les Mis scale and revolutionary kind of aspects to it, but the Rent challenging the status quo, the upheaval, the societal, questioning societal norms, etc. It's a musical that is both heartwarming and heartbreaking, I felt. That we have this woman who is trapped between expectations, between history, between futures, between her sexuality. She is a woman that doesn't want to confine, just wants to be.
And I think this is fascinating, and I know I will try to stop... I'll say this. You saw Dear Evan Hansen in previews, as you like to tell people all the time.
Well, not all the time, but I will occasionally just drop it into the conversation. Hashtag Ben Platt, yes.
And I can only imagine the people that saw Hamilton in previews, or saw Wicked in previews, saw the next great musical in previews. Or very early in its run. And I was sitting there tonight going, I'm watching something special. I'm watching the next big show. Or at least I hope so. Because I think this show is something magic.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to compare it to, say, something like Hamilton, it is taking it an historical figure that most of us knew nothing about. In this case, someone from the art world. And telling their story, sort of warts and all, because it's hard to know what to feel about her in the end. She was a very, very complicated, talented, rebellious human being. And I felt I learned a lot, but I also felt that this was just a beautiful piece of theatre that leaves you questioning lots of things.
Yes, and Eden Espinosa as Tamara Lempicka gives a show-stopping performance.
Brilliant, just brilliant. I was surprised to hear from you that she was an early Elphaba.
Probably one of the more famous early Elphabas.
But also not surprised because there is... a big character being performed here and a big voice.
Scene. It is a scene.
It is a scene.
She has a number at the end of Act One that is just wow.
Yeah. And the staging of this, so stunningly beautiful, because apart from the art, we're bringing in fashion, we're bringing in modernism, we're bringing in Paris.
And fascism, the ever-increasing
threat
of fascism.
And the way that they mixed live art with videos of marching Nazis and marching fascists.
And we begin right before the Russian Revolution, and there are scenes of Lenin.
Yep. So it was a... I think we always live in a time of upheaval, but this was an amazing time of revolution and upheaval, and it's portrayed about the impact that it has on individuals rather than on society.
And Rachel Chafkin, who directed this, if she does not win the Tony Award for Best Direction, I will be shocked, because it is beautifully directed. It spins without a revolve. There is no revolve, don't worry. But it just... it fizzes.
It does, and it's set on a stage across many levels. It was a backdrop that looks something like the Eiffel Tower most of the time, but it's sort of industrial.
And Art Deco, which is the design of Tamara Lempicka's paintings.
Yeah.
So it suits the art style of which the artist at its centre is painting, but it also is more. It's elevated. It's theatrical.
And mostly the art is invisible. It's part of your imagination. We see the subject, we see her painting, but not necessarily the art. I also loved the theatre that it was in, the Longacre Theatre, where if you've been in any old theatres that have the boxes, the royal boxes on the side, that have dreadful line of sight, they've actually converted them into the orchestra pits on both sides of the theatre. So where we were on the mezzanine floor, you could see straight into where the orchestra was performing, which gave it another beautiful sort of element
to it. And I think that is the skill of Rachel Chafkin as a director. She takes nothing for granted.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, we have these orchestra boxes. We could... or the royal boxes or whatever we want to call them, and we could put the orchestra in the pit where
everyone else starts them.
And that makes sense, and that is good, but there's a risk in putting them in those royal boxes. Yeah,
four different boxes, two different sides of the theatre, The faith you have to have on your sound designer is extraordinary.
And I think that faith pays off. Mm. In a show that is uniquely powerful, you can connect with it as deeply or as softly as you want. Yeah. If you just want a good time at the theatre, this show is that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a powerful piece of theatre that has something to say about the role of women, the role of queerness, the role of art in society.
And I think also in today's society, the oppression of Jews was very much front and centre about how Jews are so often the ones that are being persecuted and forced into upheaval.
For better and for worse, in this really interesting way, in the way that people hide their Jewishness. And we are both Catholic, yep. But I think it's just, it's fascinating. It is a powerful piece of work that I hope this finds an audience. And I hope this goes on to be the next Hamilton, the next Wicked, the next Dear Evan Hansen. That just is the next great musical.
Well, I hope so. I wonder if it'll be an easy sell. Because, you know, strange title, unknown, but stranger things have happened. So fingers crossed this has a life.
This is the type of show that deserves it.
Yep.
Absolutely. High distinction from me.
Yep.
It is the biggest surprise of this trip for me.
I had zero idea of what it was about when I went in, and I came out happy as a pig and shit.
We'll be back. We will do a London catch-up because there are still shows from our London leg that we haven't reviewed.
There's still time. See you later.
Bye-bye.